Good morning, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey with the I Love My Body Diet Radio Show. So excited to have all of you on and those that are listening. It's Monday. How exciting. It's a wonderful day to just get going with this, especially the conversation we're going to have today. I always look forward to Beth Banning being on our call. And I want to take a few minutes, but I'd like to just let everybody know about Beth Banning. She comes on, she's been coming on every other Monday and has just really, I feel, has been educating us and allowing us to build our relationship. And, sorry, I have a kid. She's like right on me. I love it. But anyway, I've known Beth for a little while now, and she has really helped support my life as far as my communication skills and my ability to even look a little bit deeper and understand what I can bring to the table and what I bring to the world, and really has helped me to just become more enlightened inside of myself. And so grateful for her. Beth, I thank you for being on the call.
You are so welcome. So welcome.
Thank you. So I would just love to, because I really think that this topic that you're going to talk on is very important. I actually just had some of this stuff again. It's like every time we do what your topic is, it seems like I have some cool experiences with that a few days before, the day before. And so I appreciate how that works in the universe. And hopefully people that are listening to this and will be listening to it will have the same kind of experience. But anyway, I'm going to give it over to you, Beth.
Well, you can give it over to me, but we'll have a conversation about this whole thing. I'm hopeful today that we can do a lot of interactive things, especially with you, with people on the call, however that works out.
Okay.
You know, I love this topic too, because I'm actually doing we're going to start live evenings here in San Diego up in Encinitas at the Soul of Yoga, and we're going to do this topic. So I thought it'd be fun to play around with it here with you guys as well. And we called it That to Them. And the reason we called it that is because we hear that all the time. You know, I can't say that to them, you know? And mm-hmm. if you've been alive for any time at all, you've probably said that to yourself, either consciously or unconsciously, where something comes up in you, something happens, some interaction, some thought, where you go, oh my God, I can't say that to them. And really there's a reason behind that thought. That thought, and this is something really for us all to pay attention to. The thoughts we have, just because we have them, doesn't make them true. So the thoughts we have, just because we have them, doesn't make them true. That's something to really be conscious of. We think everything that our mind tells us is true, and it's not. So if you hear yourself say something like, I can't say that to them, question it. So that's really what we're going to be talking about today, is why would we think something like that, and what has us be hesitant, if not worried, if not afraid of saying the things that we know are there to say, you know? So there are reasons. And what I'm going to do is start out with kind of the superficial reasons and then get deeper and deeper and deeper into what's really going on with us when we say something like, I can't say that to them. So here you are and you have this interaction and something happens and you feel there's something there for you to say, or you feel tense or angry or upset or scared or worried, and you kind of have something to say and it doesn't come out of your mouth, or later you walk away from the conversation and you go, oh my God, I wish I had said that, but you didn't say it. So here are some of the more superficial reasons. And when I say superficial, I don't mean unimportant. I just mean the tip of the iceberg, as they say. You know how I love that picture. Have you ever seen that picture where the iceberg sticks out and there's just this little piece that sticks out and you see underneath the surface of the water there's this huge, massive iceberg underneath?
Uh-huh.
And so that's really what I'm talking about when I say superficial. It's just that little tip that you may be aware of or not, but then, like I said, we're just going to go deeper and deeper and see what may be really going on with you. So the typical kind of superficial reasons that people don't say what there is to say is that they're afraid they're going to lose relationships. And, you know, this is something that whether you are conscious of it or not, or whether you want to have this as something that's important to you or not, is that relationship, we are relational beings. We, without relationships, life wouldn't be really worth living in the same way. So when we're worried about losing relationship, even if you don't think that relationship's important to you at a primal level, it's important to us. So that's one of the reasons we don't say what there is to say, is because we're afraid we're going to lose relationship. The other another reason is that we think we're going to make things worse, you know. So things are already the way they are. We're kind of used to them. You know, if we say something that we don't know where it will lead, we might make things worse. So that's another reason. Another reason is that we're hopeless or resigned that things will ever change. They've been a certain way for, you know, as long as they have been. We kind of have a belief or a story about the person that, you know, we're talking about, and we don't think anything will ever change. So stir the pot, you know, that kind of thing. Why do it?
Why bother?
Why bother? That's exactly the other one, is why bother? You know, what's the point? And then another reason is just because we're, like so many of us, and I can relate to this, and I know most of the people listening can relate to this, is that we have this kind of weird fear of confrontation, like that it's going to be a fight, you know, that you say something, it's going to turn into like a fight. So can you relate to kind of those things I've been talking about, why people may hesitate to say what's there to say? You're so cute.
Well, I know I can.
Yeah. You know, and I think we all can at some level.
Yeah.
So then when we look a little bit deeper, okay, again, remember we're looking at the top of the iceberg. That's kind of where And that's even a little deeper than most people. You know, most people, it's just like, oh, my God, it's deer in the headlights. It's like you have something to say, and you just don't say it. We're not even really conscious of even this layer of what I just talked about, you know. So the next layer, like a deeper layer of why people don't say what there is to say, is that there's this scarcity consciousness and these limiting beliefs. I mean, we're born into, you know, most of us, this culture that's really taught us at a very deep level to be fearful of one another, to be skeptical, to not trust. There's not enough to go around. People are fighting. You know, it's like all those crazy sayings. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. You know, you have to, only the strong will survive, you know. So that's kind of scary. I mean, listen to those sayings. It's like you're going to be hesitant and scared to do practically everything. You know, we're all getting along and living as great lives as we are is surprising, honestly, for what we're taught, you know. I'm always impressed with us.
We're survivors.
You know,
look at us.
Exactly, you know. So, I mean, we should celebrate. We're doing as well as we have for what we've been taught, you know. Since children, we're really taught these things to you know, I love the one, you know, don't talk to strangers. They are scary people. Do you know what I mean? So we're taught this stuff from very, very, very young age, you know, for generations. we're taught this. So these limiting beliefs that come out of the scarcity consciousness are things like, I'm all alone and people are selfish. I can't take care of myself and people are dangerous. I'm not good enough and people are judgmental. You know, I don't matter and people don't care. So these are the things that we hold as the truth. And we and really unquestioningly, we hold these things as the truth. And again, as we're getting under this, under the surface of this iceberg and looking under the water, if we start looking at this scarcity consciousness as the water that we swim in, we don't even know it's there, you know? These limiting beliefs as really what determine our actions, what determine our thoughts, what determine what we believe, how we interact with people. And if this is what is determining what we say next and what we do next, no wonder there are wars and conflicts and fights. And, you know, because if you're there and you go, oh my God, I'm all alone and people out there are selfish, what do you think the interaction is going to look like, you know? So this is really what we're living into each and every day. Is this is what's determining our actions and our thoughts. So again, if you're having an interaction with someone and this is your belief, it's no wonder that the first thing that comes to us is, I can't say that to them. You know, if you believe that you can't take care of yourself and people are dangerous, then you can't say that to them. If you believe I'm not good enough and people are judgmental, well, of course you can't say that to them. Do you know? If you believe I don't matter and people don't care, well, no wonder you can't say that to them. And that's when we've got to, you know, take a deep breath and we've got to go, this is not the truth. It can't be the truth. So that's when we've got to start looking at, so what is the truth? Now, you know, in the work that Neil and I do and that we've talked about oftentimes, and when we work closer with people, we really start looking at these limiting beliefs, because we've got to get under the surface of them and get conscious of them in order to do anything else. You know, it's like if you're living with these limiting beliefs, and I can guarantee every single person is, and I still do. We don't even teach that you can get rid of these things, but you become conscious of them, and they don't run you anymore. I mean, I have deep grooves. One of my, one of the main ones that always ran me is I don't matter. I don't matter. If I don't matter, how great can my life be? How scared would I be all the time? So I still watch that come up in my life, but now I'm conscious of it and I go, oh, okay, that's that. And I know that's not true. And there's ways to get underneath these beliefs so that you can be conscious, and then you get to choose your actions. You get to choose what you do next and what you say next. And that's really what I'm talking about. Now is this deeper level. So we're going deeper and deeper into truth and consciousness is when we get under the surface. And then you can start looking at, so how do I get clear about what is true? And when I say what is true, I don't mean that that truth, that this is something else that happens in our culture, is that we believe people out there have the truth and they can teach it to us. That people out there have the truth and they can teach it to us. That's not true. So the truth, and the only real truth that you can ever really trust, is the one that comes from inside of you. That is the only truth there is, the one that comes from inside of you. And we are so taught out of that truth that it's something we have to relearn. And I, you know, it's kind of a relearning and a remembering, because it's coming back to ourselves, coming back to the truth of who we are. Each and every one of us has all the answers we will ever need, all the the comfort, all the love, all the support, it all lives within us. And once we become conscious again of this, and I want to really stress this, it isn't something you have to learn because you already know it. It's something you have to remember, something you have to reawaken to. It's already in you, so there's nothing you have to do except for allow the enculturation, the years of indoctrination into, you know, this cultural paradigm start to relax and fall away. So it's actually, you know, that's the good news, because, you know, it's not like we have to go to school for years. We just have to let go of some of the things we think are true, you know, which I think probably is easier once we, you know, get to the understanding of that. So once you start getting conscious of what these things are that's running you, you can go, okay, what's true for me? And I think it was our last call, we talked about, you know, those three access points to inner guidance, or the three channels to inner guidance. Again, what you're really looking for is inner guidance. That's all you're really searching for. When you find it, you'll start experiencing the life you want. It will lead you to everything you want, and it's all within you. Yay, it's all within us. I've already got that, right? So the different realms, the different channels, are the mental, physical, and spiritual channels to get to your inner guidance. And I'm going to run through all three, but what I want to talk about today mostly is the mental realm. And the reason we always start there is that that's the one that we're mostly run from. It's the one that we're taught to pay most attention to. And if we can give the mind and the mental realm something really productive to do, something that feels good, something that changes your life right away, then you can open up more easily to the physical and spiritual realms. It's just what we have found. So in the, do you have any questions? Is this all making sense? I just want to check in.
I mean, it's making sense to me. I don't know if anybody's having any questions.
Okay, good. Tell them again what to do.
I was just going to say, push one if you have any questions. It'll prompt us, and we can have you pop in. Because this is a discussion, too, so we definitely, obviously, right, Beth, will
What I'd love to do, as soon as I do a few of these things, I'd love if there's something that's going on right now that you really want to say to somebody, and you're not being able to find, like, the ability to say that for one reason or another, if we can get somebody on the line, that would be awesome, because then we can go through some of these pieces so you can see where you're stuck. And that would be really great, because, you know, a personal example is always the best to be able to see it clearly, what I'm talking about. And if nobody else pops on, we'll use you, Jennifer. I heard there was something going on.
I was actually going to say, this is the thing. I always want to take advantage because, first of all, Beth, you know how valuable your coaching and your mentoring is to me. So for me, I just want everybody on the call to know that, I mean, really take advantage of Beth being on this call. We have her for 20 minutes, 30 minutes of her true, I mean, she really has so much knowledge and wisdom and beautiful these beautiful tools for us. So, yeah, I already see somebody popped on. How perfect is that? I don't know if you want to take them right now and you wanted to go into something, or it's up to you. You decide when
and
how you want to do that.
Let me do these few last pieces just so that there's the context for what I'll be talking to them about. So
perfect.
I was just talking, there's the three channels to the inner guidance, and inner guidance is what we're looking for. You know, if you're looking outside yourself for the life you want, for happiness, for peace, it's not out there. It's really within. So in the mental realm, it's, in order to get clear about what's true, you've got to, and this is something we were talking about, too, in the certification class we're doing, we teach with distinctions what's different from one thing to another. So you've got to be clear about what you do want versus what you don't want. And so many people go, well, I know that. But if you listen, most people talk about what they don't want. It is the craziest thing. Start listening to people, and you'll hear what they don't want, not what they do want. And if you don't get clear about what you do want, you're never going to see it, even if it shows up. You won't even be able to see it.
That's a great point, Beth, right there.
Isn't
that? That's a great, yes, because the thing is we're waiting, but if we're looking at the don't wants and not even realizing that we're actually in this habitual space of creating and wanting and seeing only the don't wants, even when they're right there in front of us, we can't even see the wants that have already been created.
Thank
you for pointing that out.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, I know some of these things seem simple, but if you look, they are everywhere, and they're deep, you know, they're much deeper than you think. Now, the next thing, and this is similar to do want versus don't want, but then we're getting very clear. So it's what you need to do is get really clear about what your intention is. We always, always, always have an intention, whether you are conscious of it or not, you have an intention. And most intentions are created out of this don't want. And so what you're doing is your intention drives you, pulls you forward. It creates direction into your life. So if your intention is created on this don't want, you're, again, not going to get what you do want. It's a crazy thing. The other piece is your values. This is the deepest level. If you get... Every single one of us, no matter what, and every person in your life, no matter what they do or say, is only trying to experience something they value or get something they need. Experience something they value or get something they need. They're not doing it for any other reason. So unless you get to what value is running you, again, you're not going to get what you want. The other really important piece in this mental realm is having what we call an explorer's mindset, which means you don't know where you're going. In this culture, in so many of our lives, we think that a plan has to be from start to finish. And if we don't get that plan from start to finish, then we don't get what we want, like it's a problem. And really, a conversation, especially a conversation, is more like an exploration rather than a destination.
That's
so
beautiful.
Really, if you can put on an explorer's mindset, you're much more likely to get what you want. So those are those pieces that are so important. And if we, we'll see if the caller has a question in relation to something that they're worried that I can't say that to them, then we'll work through this and I'll show you how that works. Now, these other realms, again, once you get the mental realm kind of under control, then you can drop into the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And you can actually feel in your body, once you become conscious of it, whether you're misaligned or aligned in your intention, your values, what you're doing here as a spiritual being, and you can actually start, you know, being guided by your physical body. Our body has knowledge and wisdom for us. And then there's the spiritual realm, and it's really interesting. Neil and I were just talking today that our values, or what we call in our work our personal life priority code, what we have come into this life to experience, is really a bridge to that spiritual channel, that deeper level, getting connected with your inner guidance on a real personal, interactive level. So those are the different realms. And I want to just check in with people and see if they have any questions and or if they have a situation where they think they can't say that to them, and we'll work through it with them. How's that sound, Jen?
That's great. Well, it looks like we have a couple, so we can go to the first woman. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
So let's do that. Hello? Hello, can you hear
us? Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yep, you.
This is Sarissa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, beautiful Teresa.
So my situation is just that I'm just kind of lost hope on connecting to my 15-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't even want to try anymore because it's just all, anything I do say is rejected or taken. I don't know.
Hello?
Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I'm just having a little bit of a hard time. So let me repeat it just to make sure that I heard you correctly. So you have a 15-year-old son.
Yeah.
And it's not that you don't have a particular thing to say to them, but you've just become, and I want to point out, I think this is what I heard you say, is that you've kind of become hopeless and resigned it'll ever make a difference no matter what you say.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that, and again, I'm going to, first I just want to let you know that I'm guessing every single mother out there with a 15-year-old understands what you're going through. You know, that is a time of life that becomes a little more challenging to talk to kids. And it has to do so much with our culture, too. But I want to point out that, remember, the reasons why people don't say what they want to say, one of them really is about being hopeless and resigned to the lever change. So why bother? You know, why bother? Yeah. So, again, when we are in a conversation, it's always really, or a situation where you want to have a conversation and you're feeling hopeless and resigned, it's really great to look at what's going on for you. Now, again, teen years are very challenging, but when we look at our own personal experience and go, what maybe are my scarcity consciousness, my limiting beliefs going on that are contributing to this interaction, it's always really enlightening to go, oh my gosh, maybe I have this going into the conversation, and if you can get conscious of it, it supports letting go of some of the hopeless and resigned. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions around that. Are you open to playing, seeing what might be in there for you? Okay.
Yep.
So tell me, there are so many pieces. I want to see how to do this simply. What happens when you go talk to your son? What are the things he does or says that gives you an idea he doesn't want to talk to you about these things?
Just turns away or just tells me to shut up or...
Okay. All right, perfect. So now I'm going to ask
you're annoying.
Questions.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and just answer. I may ask you the same question over and over again, but we're going to get deeper and deeper levels of... what the belief in you might be, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody just, you start talking to someone and they just turn away, what does that mean about them? They're what?
They're annoyed or...
No, not so much like, yeah, go ahead, keep going. They're what?
What does it mean about them if they turn away from me?
Yeah, what does it mean about them? Who are these people that just turn away from you? What does that mean about them?
About them. When you say that, I think, well, what does it mean about them? Just they don't want to talk to me.
Okay,
Perfect.
And if people don't want to talk to you and don't have the time for you, what does that mean about them? They're... I'm going to do some guessing, and then you tell me if it resonates at all.
Can I just throw in something too? I wonder if are you thinking of your son as you're going through this, Teresa, or can you think of maybe somebody else instead of your son as you're thinking about this?
I guess
I'm just wondering.
It's worded weird. Like I'm trying to think what they're thinking, and I'm having a hard time.
It's even working. So if and we want to kind of make it a little broader. So like Jennifer was saying, so that's great, Jen. And it's not just your son. If you end up feeling, if you have these deeper scarcity or limiting beliefs, it's, you'll be able to see it everywhere in your life once we start looking at it. So just people in general, if people don't have time for you, turn away, tell you to shut up, what does that mean about them? They're what? And you
mean?
Get to be judgmental. They're mean. Okay, perfect. No, this is perfect, okay?
Okay.
Because we can, it's perfect. And so if people are mean, and let's just leave that, people are mean. So if people are mean, what does that mean about you? Like all these people don't want to talk to you, they're too busy. What does that mean about you?
I'm not worth your time.
There you go.
I'm not worth it.
Like I don't matter or I'm not worth it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you are coming, and again, remember we talked, I don't know if you were on the beginning of the call, but I talked about that in our culture, we are taught to have this scarcity consciousness, these limiting beliefs about ourselves and other people, and it's what keeps us from one another. It's what keeps us scared and distant. And if you have this underlying belief that you don't matter and you're not worth it and people are mean, then to go into any conversation, we're already starting on that kind of level. And it even happens with our own kids because you get triggered by a head turning around. Do you know what I mean? And you make it mean, I don't matter and people are mean, even with our own kids. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
So
I did hear you say that, and that's why I was brave enough to.
And what? I'm sorry?
I did hear you say that at the first of the call, but that's why I was brave enough to talk.
You are brave enough to talk. I want to actually acknowledge that. Because, again, getting to some of this really deep stuff, we kind of feel it in the core of our being, but we don't want to look at it because it's scary, you know? But what I want you to know and what I want everybody to hear is this is not true. You are worth it. People aren't mean. It's just what we've been taught to believe. It's just what we've been taught to believe. It is not true. So then when and what's important about getting to these things is that when you feel uncomfortable and you're walking into your son's room and you feel uncomfortable and you start feeling hopeless and resigned, remember it's one of these things probably niggling at you. Oh my God, you know, I don't matter and people are mean and this is going to go bad. And that's what makes us feel uncomfortable. That's what makes us feel uncomfortable. And it's not true. So then what you do is look underneath the surface. And this is the part that feels better. So we'll take a deep breath. Oh. There you go. And then we start looking about what do you want to create with your son? What do you want to have with him?
Connection.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. And you're already going to values, so this is perfect. Most people don't, so this is perfect. So connection and understanding?
Yes.
And understanding. What else do you want to have? Anything else?
Love.
Yeah, of course, right? Standing. I'm just writing stuff down so I don't lose it. Okay, so we can just, and again, when, you know, we have more time and we could explore this deeper, we could get to a lot more stuff, but I just want to make sure we give you something really valuable to walk into the next conversation with. So connection, love, and understanding. Now, just feel the difference, okay? If you're walking in and you go, okay, I'm going to have a conversation with him, and you walk into the room with, say, this intention of creating connection, love, and understanding. Feel how that feels. Just take a second and go, okay, here I am walking into the room. I want to create connection, love, and understanding. And feel how that feels. It's like kind of an open, expansive feeling, you know? And then just feel into, I'm not good enough and people, or I don't matter and people are mean. It feels different. And what is so important to understand is that we are energetic beings. And even if you don't know it, you feel what the other person is feeling when you walk into the room. So, and this isn't to be concerned about, it's just to start paying attention to, is that if you walk in going, I'm going to walk into this room and I'm going to help create connection, understanding, and love, the whole conversation starts out differently. Even if you never say it out loud, the energetics feel different. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that would be your first. So now instead of what you came on saying really is all the things that weren't working, you know, he's not, you know, he's just not open to hearing me, he's, you know, all those things, were more about what's not happening, what you don't want. And now you're really clear about what you do want. You want connection, understanding, and love. And, you know, honestly, I love telling people what my intention is. And even with your son, if you walk in next time and just let him know, you know, really all I want to do is create connection, understanding, and love with you. And I'm not sure how to do that. So, you know, I'd like to explore ways of doing that. And I know that, you know, it goes the way it does with us. But just know this is what I want to create.
And I want to hit... I want to hit on what you said about expectations and explore. I think this is the time, too, with kids, especially if they're in a habitual way, mm-hmm. they are holding on to certain grudges or whatever it is, or hatred, that even just, it's almost like a consistent, they're almost looking, I believe, a lot of times relationships, sometimes we are, especially children, they're looking for a consistent energy from a parent.
It's true,
and
Jennifer.
So if the consistency of connection, understanding, love keeps showing up in you with him, I wonder what that would start doing for him. Because at first, I'm picturing maybe he won't even respond to that. Who knows? But again, that would be
I'm actually almost sure he won't at first. Because just what you were saying, Jennifer, their relationship, especially at 15 now, has become habitual, just like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it
mm-hmm.
will take a while for him to trust that anything's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And really for you, just going, this is what I want to create. And anytime you feel uncomfortable, go and just try it really almost out loud to yourself is, oh, wait, that's that limiting belief, the discomfort. What I want to create is connection, understanding, and love. What's one little thing I can do in this moment to help create that? What's one little thing I can do in this moment to help create it? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And Beth, don't you think that, you know, we talk about being good mom, bad mom. I just want to throw this out too. A lot of times, you know, with the women my friends and me, and really to me, this, what this right here, so simple, but this is stepping into the empowered mom, the mother that we want to be. And that is the key. If we choose, because we know what is best for our children, I think we know, even with the connection or saying love, because we want that, usually that is mm-hmm. going to support our kids in some way, shape, or form. And that, mm-hmm. when you want to say good or bad mom, let's just use those terms just because we use them all the time. That is good mom material, meaning, you know what I mean? And so right away, we're stepping into that mother that we want to be. And eventually, they'll figure that out.
Yeah. Did that help?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I don't know.
I know. And, you know, really about getting conscious about some of the things, these things just really open deep things in us that, you know, we hide from a lot. So allow the tears. Don't try to hold them back. Just allow the energy to move. You won't die. You won't fall into a dump. It's just energy wanting to move, and it's really important. I am being inspired by you just being willing to be here, being so present that you're feeling things. So I so honor that.
Thank you.
Love you.
I'm so glad you came on, Theresa. So, so happy you just came on. I hope it supported you a little bit.
Yeah.
So we have a, there is somebody else, Jennifer, and I'm not sure quite how to do this, so tell me how.
Well, it's up to you if you, I mean, we really only have
what
about
time
five
is
more
it?
Minutes. It's 39:40, so it's up to you if you have, we only would really have about 5 minutes, so if you want to maybe answer a question in that 5 minutes or you have, it's up to you. You decide what you want to do and who you, and I know there's people kind of in order, so.
Okay. Well, we can see what the question is from this other person,
okay,
and then we can decide whether we have time for it. How does
okay.
that sound?
Okay. 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 You do that. Go for it.
So, hello there.
Hello.
It's a hi. Yeah.
Carolyn.
Who is this?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. My question is sort of general. Mm-hmm. It's like what I have a hard time talking about with anybody. It's like I automatically have a closing up inside, like there's not enough room, there's not enough space for this, is the subject of money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were going through those things, it was like, and I kind of went into panic mode when you're talking about making it really clear what you want. It's like, I don't know what
mm-hmm.
I want.
Yeah.
And,
no,
this
is so common. So.
Yeah, and so when Teresa was talking, I realized that some judgments that I've had, you know, people say to me that I'm greedy and I'm never satisfied. And so I probably have, you know, I feel stuck. Like if I say or talk about some things that I have really deep, something rotten about myself or that other people will judge me too bad that I can't be authentic and real about it.
Yeah,
and so,
I totally get it.
Even like in the seminar, even they start talking about money. I like feel like, oh, you know, better watch it or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I want them to not talk about.
Sure.
But, like they,
so,
I feel like they can't say that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you brought up a really great point. So two things I just want to say to you. First, again, I so honor you guys for coming on. And this is really deep stuff. So, again, thank you for being willing and having the courage to just talk about it, you know, in front of people. And you've brought up a couple of such wonderful points. First, the first one is you almost said the kind of scarcity or limiting belief that you have is like, I'm not good enough and people are judgmental. So no matter what you do, people are going to judge me, you know?
Right.
So, and again, it looks that way. It does because, you know, we're taught to judge people. We're really running out of time. So,
okay.
We're not going to have time to finish up, but thank you. So look at that, there is a limiting belief. Please trust me. It is not true. It is not true. And really what there is to do is really get clear about what you do want, your intention,
yeah,
and allowing yourself to have the explorer's mindset and knowing it's not.
Oh, yeah.
True.
That was so cool.
Knowing it's
well,
not.
The thing that's the biggest is
so,
other
so
people
Jennifer
are more valuable than me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really quick. You can, it'll come off, but it'll keep going.
Oh,
so,
it will. Okay.
The time
so
will,
it won't
yeah,
just
the
cut
time
us
will
off.
End. Just so
okay.
It won't just cut us off. I know, that's
okay.
What I forgot to tell you that. But yeah, we can talk to you for a second, but I would say, I mean, Carolyn, too, I know she knows about the values. She's been in the program and stuff, too, so she
okay.
can even go under her values list and do that.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you for coming on, sweetheart. It was nice talking to you. And again, it's not true. And we are all connected, and we can have conversations, and everybody does care underneath it all. It's just the truth.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Jennifer, so
well, thank you.
That's the
well,
show
that
for
was,
today.
Yes, I think, again, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you so much, Beth, and everybody that came on. I'm just sitting here thinking how this is to me what, I mean, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I'm even doing the I Love My Body diet, and why, and because these are the kind of conversations to me that are so important to get to and be open and vulnerable. I mean, we have these women that come on the show that, I mean, really, they're public. Anybody can listen to them. And I think just by doing that, like you said, I love that you kept mentioning the courage, Beth, that it takes to get on and do this, because it's all of a sudden now it's exposed. And I think it goes to this other level of going, okay, I really can look at this. Because I think when we're sitting in it by ourselves, even if we have the tools, sometimes it's hard to get those tools out, to really utilize them until we either come on something like this or we talk to somebody or whatever it is. So I just want to thank you, Beth, for giving us so many beautiful tools, spending time with all of us. I hope and pray, and again, people can send this link around to any of your friends if you feel like this might benefit them. Please do. Go also on this. There is the link, focusedattention.com. And then if there's anything else really quick, Beth, that you want to share about what you're going to be doing, even with the certificate, or is there anything else that you just want to share before we get off that you'd like, that you're doing?
Oh, that I'm doing. First, I just do want to remind people that what we think is true is not true. So question your thoughts. And then the thing we're doing right now, and I'm so excited about, is we are actually taking the work my husband and I do and turning it into a certification program, so that not only can you go through this course for your own personal growth, but you will then be certified to support other people one-on-one with this work. And my belief more than anything is that if we can change the consciousness on this planet, get us out of the scarcity consciousness, get us out of this habitual cultural paradigm that we live in, this world will change for the better, and we can finally get connected to who we really are. So if you have any questions
Amen.
About the certification program, talk to Jennifer. It's starting next week. Oh, my God, it's starting next week. So it's really exciting.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I
exciting.
All
well,
right.
Thank you, Beth.
You're
I
welcome.
Again, if anybody contacts Beth or I can connect you with that and just connect you with all what she's talking about. I think it's so beneficial. Again, Beth, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody,
love
for being
you.
On the call again.
Love everybody.
Yes, I love you, too.
Bye,
you're
guys.
So, this is such a blessing. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself. Love your body. You are worth it. And we'll be on Wednesday talking to Jan. We're actually going to go into a little more detail about – we're going to talk a little bit more about scarcity on Wednesday and really about investment and talking about how to invest in yourself, not just with money, but just really what does investing in yourself mean. So – we're going to be talking about that Wednesday. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Beth, for ending our episode.
Bye, everybody.